Network.
We're back live, taking your phone calls. I want to play 10 minutes of a 20-something minute documentary. Now, guys, print off that YouTube page. I want to plug. People can go watch it as well. About what big government does to people. This is unbelievable. But again, you look at it, that's the path we're marching down. It's a system where people in North Korea didn't even know there was a world outside. And all they thought about was food, and they were totally dependent. They were kept in cages, and then they would put a man and woman together for 5 days just so they would have a baby to be a slave in the state. This is worse than 1984, and this is what collectivism becomes every time. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and go back to Bobby. Bobby, the reason I have to go after Becca is he's not misguided. He, in a calculated way, knows exactly what he's doing. And to him, it's a psychopathic victory over conservatives, who I believe he really hates, that he's leading them into hell.
I agree with you. But the thing about, but remember, when you talk about conservatives, you're talking about the type of Goldwater conservatives, the people that really want our country to succeed and to have, you know, a freedom and to have financial success and not be led by corporations. And that's exactly what Glenn Beck's about. It's clear as day. And when you see a guy, or I don't know, whenever I talk to a fellow who, you know, proclaims to be this high and mighty, you know, I'm doing all this for God, and all he can talk about, well, let's just say the last thing he talks about is altruism and individuality. You know, you're dealing with somebody who does nothing but follows a false god, probably Roger Ailes or Rupert Murdoch, just like you said. I mean, I don't know if you read Larry Klayman's book on whores, and there's certain areas in there that talk about Roger Ailes and what he's about. I tell you what, that group of people, if that's what our country, if we were to follow the Fox News Network into that agenda, I don't know if it's any worse than the way Obama's going, because nobody's going to have it.
I want to be clear, though. I mean, this isn't me. News Corp with Rupert Murdoch put out a 6-minute video saying they are pushing propaganda and bragging that they brainwash people in all their sitcoms, dramas, and movies for a global carbon tax.
Absolutely.
I mean, I told people 5 years ago that Rupert Murdoch was funding Hillary Clinton, and they didn't believe it when it was even in the newspaper. I mean, I read his newspapers overseas. It's one message, and here it's another message. It's very calculating, very Machiavellian. It's all about betrayal, and I appreciate your call, Bobby. You made some great points. Last night I woke up really not even upset. It was more than that, just like, man, this is real. And I was like, God, what is it I'm supposed to do? And it was like, go after Glenn Beck. And because I hate talking about people. I don't like it. I don't even like making Obama the enemy or Bush the enemy. You know, they're puppets. I don't like the personality issues, because that almost feeds into it. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about him. My way of really disliking him is to not talk about it and try to ignore it and like, no, don't show me that. No. I mean, I'll see articles that we post sometimes, because I don't control my writers. I know they've got good brains, and they basically do most of the posting and ideas themselves. But I will see some new horrible thing he did, and I'll not want to look at it. See, that's the problem, folks. I've got all this stuff I read. I'm angry about each article. And I genuinely, once a month or so, I'll be driving down the road, and I'll think about the country and the innocence and how the CPS is taking people's kids and raping them, and I'll start crying, and not a sobbing cry. I can't even control it. Just tears start running out. And then I see Beck on his TV set. He even shows people this so they'll know he's fake, and on putting stuff in his eyes that makes him cry and getting into the fakeness of what we really should be crying for this country. He is a counterfeit, folks. He makes me sick. And I just asked God, I said, how do I keep him from taking my work and turning it into something evil? I mean, I feel dirty because I haven't been sophisticated enough to see this coming beforehand. I'm going to do the best I can to let God take over from there. But We've all got to individually do what we can. I'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't want to go on air and say 9/11 was an inside job on 9/11 8 years ago. I didn't want, when Obama was like the second coming of Christ, to come out against him. I had to. And I'll tell you, every time I force myself to go with my conscience and the evidence, it has been hard, but at the same time easy to do. I don't know how to explain it. I guess it's the final equation. Because we all experience this individually. So while I talk about this, you've all had similar experiences or the exact experiences, I know. I mean, we're all human. We're cut from the same cloth. I don't like having to even go after evil people. But I can't control myself. When I know someone is a con artist and a fraud and a liar, I have to go after them. And at the same time, I always try to not go off half-cocked on people. I try to really do my research. That's why a lot of times there'll be a bombing or an attack or an event. People say, well, was it an inside job? And I say, I don't know. I got to research it. And then the evidence comes out later for whatever it may be, and then I report to you. And I give you my thought process. See, I say, this is the evidence I have. This is how I see it. What do you think? I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just... in the short term, it is not good for my, quote, career to come out and say the government murdered everybody at Waco, even though I had the evidence. It's not good to come out and go and confront Bush and get arrested for no reason. It's because I always do it first. I do it right at the peak of the enemy's popularity with whatever new scam they're selling. Because I'm the guy that hits the barbed wire. And I don't know why other people don't hit the barbed wire. Or maybe people aren't in the position to hit the barbed wire like I am. But I hit the barbed wire. I hit the barbed wire over and over and over and over again because it's what I've got to do. I've got to tell you the truth no matter what it is. And it's frustrating to have to sit here and plead with people and explain to people when it's so devastatingly obvious. I mean, if you did the research I do every day, you would know all this. You would know it. You wouldn't just hear it and make a decision on whether or not you wanted to believe it. Folks, you have to get sick of being conned and manipulated. And even as Beck and others engage in fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud, I still have tried to hold back partial judgment and hoped. But there's something so much more evil about cloaking yourself as a sheep when you're a wolf, about lying to people who admire you and have confidence in you. But I've noticed reading criminology and studying it and seeing it in life, evil people, psychopaths, sadistic psychopaths, they enjoy the conning of the people. And see, it's so alien to me. It's so alien. And then watching innocent good people be conned and abused is very painful. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, I would have just gotten mad at Austin police covertly going in and setting up and shutting down the Austin gun show. But then watching them defend it and spin it, it just made me feel sick. I mean, I want to see them be good. I want to see them be honorable. I want to see honorableness and wholesomeness upheld. And then I think about the position I'm in, the responsibility I've got, and all the bad things I do when I'm trying to be good, when I'm trying to be accurate. And then I just think about how I have a conscience, and I'm trying to be as accurate and as good as I can be. And I can't imagine someone who is just as smart as I am or smarter who chooses to join with evil and chooses to serve it and enjoys deception and I mean, all I've got is being real. And that's not like, oh, I'm real, I'm holier than thou, I'm good, look how good I am. No, I'm bad. But the point is, I am real. And it's who I am. I'm not making myself that way. It's who I am. And that's all I've got. That's what I value. And then I realize, even if I try the straight and narrow, even if I focus, even if I'm watchful, even if I'm as wise as a serpent and harmful as a dove or whatever the saying is, I still am going to let people down, folks. They're feverishly combing through anything and everything I ever did, making stuff up, lies you can't imagine. And so that's why it is about you being individuals. You know you're good. You know you love freedom. You're not perfect, but your heart is right. Your heart is right. You want to be a good person. You want to be loving. You want to be honorable. And you know you're good. And I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. And so all we can do is do our best and then give it to God. And just because it's the burden. It's the burden. It's such a burden. I'm the main guy, the main real thing. You know, out there fighting the COINTELPRO and the operations, and we're having incredible success. But I see it all. I see the whole enemy and all of their nightmarish corruption and wickedness and their sins and who they are. And I see all the demons, folks. They're all around me. And I'm like, my God, I wish people could see what I see. I wish they knew the way I can read people now, the way I understand things. It's almost like torture. You know, the level of discernment I just continue to get. And then I'm in this weak body. I'm this weak, sinful person, and I'm like, what have you done to me, God? What? And God says, oh, it's going to get a lot worse, buddy. And now I can't change who I am. I can't go back. I can't join with the evil. I wouldn't. But it's just, if people knew what was really going on, if they could only understand, if they could only really have discernment, and I know a lot of you do. That's why you're active in warning people. I'm really ranting today. I woke up at 3:35 in the morning in the cold, dark, still of the night. I went into the living room and I just sat there for hours and hours. And you know, those thoughts you're having in that still time, the understanding, it was so much more, so much information. It was like downloading information. It was just like, at a certain level, it's good to have the information and you want more of it. And it's so incredible, but then you want to warn people. And then you look at people like Obama and Roger Ailes and Glenn Beck and all of them, and they are just swollen, blood-filled ticks who are just so worldly. And you just can't believe the choices they've made. You can't believe, like, you lose the hatred of them. I've grown out of hating people. And that was a primitive, worldly, almost warming fire I had of competitiveness. And we're going to beat these people. And now, it's not even that. I'm just like marveling at them. Marveling at that they could do this. Marveling that police and government could be so corrupt. Marveling that North Korea could be so evil. Marveling that they like it. You know, not just can they do it for petty worldly power. I mean, I'm 36 years old next month, and I already feel really old. I've gone past being afraid of death to not being afraid of death, to not wanting to die, but not even concerned about it anymore. And I know that I've got this far in life, and it seems like 5 minutes has passed, and in 5 minutes I'm going to be 85 years old having a stroke dying. And of course all you've got in this world is being good and being honorable and loving your little species, sweet little humans. They've got such potential. And we let scum and degenerate, murderous, lying filth run our lives. And just rise up and beat them, folks. Get your guts warmed up. Get your soul on fire. Get some strength. I mean, folks, a lot of you Christians claim you're close to God. There's no way you are in tune with God. Because if you were in tune with God, you would feel the unlimitless love and passion and creativity and honor and everything that is good and everything that is wholesome, and you would feel ashamed of yourself, even if you were somebody trying to be good. You know, our greatest work is like rags. You would be ashamed of how much God loves you and what you've done and how you didn't just appreciate all of creation, all of the beauty around you, the unbelievable blessing of consciousness, the unbelievable blessing of children, the unbelievable blessing of your wife or your husband. Instead, people think kids are bad and they abort them. It's just everything good is denigrated. Everything evil is risen up. Wickedness is not sexy. It's not cool. It's not gleaming. It's not powerful. It is stunted. It is stinking. It is maggot infested. It is horrific. And I look right past the people in their fancy suits and their, you know, all the polished slickness and all the trappings of the world. And I cut right through it and I see at their core just how inherently weak and pathetic they are and how damned they are and how destroyed they are. And all I have is pity for them. But like pity for a rattlesnake, you gotta dispatch. And we have to crush these people. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, going to your calls, you know, I just reflectively think about how even if I try to be a pure, good person, that the enemy is obsessed with anybody who stands up against enemy, against their system, against the enemy. The enemy is obsessed with tearing us down, taking little snippets of things we've done, mixing it together to distort who we are. But we have to know they're going to do that. And we just have to continue to expose them. We're having victories against them. And there are many people within the system who do have souls, who do have hearts, who still have humanity. And they're waking up and speaking out too. And I just ask police officers, government people, bureaucrats, the general public, let's just repent for being a corrupt, evil people. We really have become evil. I mean, look at our culture, our media, and let's just repent and ask God to heal our land and ask God to lead God and direct us against corruption, because it's getting bad, folks, and it's only going to get worse. We have to have the will to stand up against it. God isn't going to fix it on his own. We have to stand up and stand in the breach and take action and have that faith, and then God will help us. And that's the way it's always been. Okay, let's go to your calls. I've been taking too long here. Nathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm just going to tell you, I got two things. I called the Austin Police Department today several times, and finally got through to an officer. And he told me that, well, first he tried to tell me that everything I heard was lies, and then he went and told me the same story that the gun show, the guy coordinated the gun show, told us. And so it obviously wasn't a lie. He told me under arbitration law that there can't be a gun show there ever again at that address. The same law they use on crack houses when they continually get busted.
But see, now, exactly. They said, we didn't make them do this. And then now they're saying, oh, in fact, where's that press release? It was out there. You know, it was a sting on illegal guns in this location. And so that's what they did. And nothing had happened at that location. People would see people in the parking lot with guns driving by and would call the police. Same reason you can't drive with a rifle in your car in Texas in the gun rack, because people moved in from out of state, they call the police on you. So I guess because it scares some yuppies from California, we can't have our guns?
He even admitted that it hadn't happened there. It happened at the people that held the last gun show, but he said that...
They were there for almost 20 years, and they had nine incidents where they'd run nine stings where their people went in and said they were illegal aliens, sell me a gun.
And
the yuppies in the message boards, the 10% or so that agree with the police, upwards of 90% disagree. Go read the Statesman and KVUE's message board on the story. You'll see it for yourself. I printed it off, meant to go over today, ran out of time. And in there, they say, well, you can't sell a gun without registering it because they don't know. No, it's a private sale. If you're not a gun dealer, you can privately go sell a gun anywhere you want. I mean, but again, they're just saying, no, you can't. They don't have a law. They're just doing it. So he was proud of himself at the end. He just said, we put a crack house law on it, huh?
Oh, yeah, he was proud of himself. We need to get out there this Saturday. We need to get some people together. And also, I wanted to tell you that I deliver feed to feed stores all around. I've been talking to him about Deborah Medina, and I cannot believe how many people are saying they're going to vote for her. There's definitely a lot more people interested in there than they make it sound like.
And they weren't going to include her in the Belo debate till the boycott started, so now she's included in that. Again, it's just like Massachusetts. She could win if she had more time. She's still got a chance. But, I mean, there's a major grounds, and she's a really good candidate compared to the Brown. But, again, at least it's a good message. The police in their own press release did not invoke some law. But, see, that cop had to tell you there was a law so he wouldn't face psychologically that they were involved breaking the law.
Well, I tried to tell him that he was breaking the law, that you can't impose a law that doesn't go with the Constitution. But
it wasn't even a law, sir. They just made it up.
He just kept on with the same gun propaganda. He just kept saying that it's to defend the city against illegal aliens and drug dealers and fellow.
Oh yeah. I love that. The city of Austin has a policy and was given an award by Vicente Fox 5 years ago. It's in my, the extra film, Fall of the, Battle for the Republic on Endgame. It's a little 17-minute mini film. And he came and gave an award to the Austin Police Department for not following the law and not arresting illegals. They arrest a citizen for an expired driver's license, but they won't arrest an illegal. But now they're using, oh, we want to stop illegals from getting guns. This is total bull.
Appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what the police thank you. That's what the police always do now. They go, well, we did this because it keeps the community safe. You know, if one crime gets committed, everybody loses their rights. Even if they don't have a law, they just do it by hook or by crook, and that's the way it is because they're the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
What the Austin police do as federal minions is they don't enforce federal laws and state laws under the law. And then they enforce imaginary laws on citizens. We're the slaves, we're the milk cows, we're the property. We've got to be kept defanged in line to pay them. Now, I remember 5 years ago, Vicente Fox gave an award to Austin as the number one sanctuary city. Illegal aliens can drink and drive. They can do everything. And I told the story of pulling into my parking lot one time, one night, about 8 o'clock. My IT guy was in handcuffs. I got out. The cops jumped out, got real angry. They said, oh, Alex Jones, we're fans. Oh, just wondering what you were doing in our investigation. They said, we went through your building to make sure he wasn't robbing anything. We saw him pull in here, and so we pulled in, and his license was expired. I go, why are you arresting him? I go, let me guess, you don't arrest illegal aliens. And he goes, no, we have a unwritten policy. We get in trouble. He goes, I don't care. I'm retiring in 6 months, but it is wrong. The judges just let him go, so no revenue comes in. So again, the illegals are above the law, but they know citizens are mad about that. So they say, we shut down the gun show because there had been a few cases in the last few years with another gun show operator where a private citizen came in legally. It was still legal. And, you know, because the person didn't say they were illegal and did this. But Ryan, who came to work here from a Craigslist ad, we don't tell you where you're getting hired when we hire, he worked at the city in customer service, and it was stated that citizens have to have three forms of ID to get power or gas to the city or trash, and you've got to jump through all these hoops. but illegal aliens don't. And at Access TV, they have a policy where the illegal aliens don't need any ID in the pass. I don't know if it's still that case. So they are above the law because the government wants them here to drive down the wages and bankrupt the country and become citizens and then pull the lever for gun control and open borders. So they're here, and that's the end of it, and they're going to become our cops, and they are, and that's the end of it because it's a new world order. But I wanted to bring Ryan up. Ryan, briefly tell folks what you were telling me during the break.
Basically, here's the deal. If you're a citizen, you have to provide Social Security number, driver's license number, date of birth, all of that. If you are a citizen of Mexico and you've come over here illegally, you only have to provide one type of ID, which is called the matricula consular. And that's
and
not
they hand that out. They hand that out to anybody that pays $25.
Pays $25, you go to the Mexican consulate. It's not issued by us, and they get it. And they bring it to us with $200 cash, and they get services, and there's no way we can collect. Basically, the citizens have to pay the fee if they run out on their bill, which they often do.
And I remember the AP 3 years ago where in the banking association said, we give loans to illegals with no credit, no nothing, because it's so important to help them. So, again, they are God because they are meant to bring down the country. I'm not even saying they're bad people. The point is they are first-class citizens. We are slaves. But the Austin police shut it. Now, we did shut it down to stop the illegals. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so proud of their lawlessness.
Exactly. And, I mean, with the matricula consular, you'll find the same person will apply for services under five different names. All they have to do is just get a new one under a new name. There's really no checking. There's no ID required.
Well, that's what the Republican leader of the Senate, I was like 5 years ago, interviewed him. I forget his name, in Colorado. He went out one day and in 2 hours got four different consular matriculas for $100 and was able to then go get on welfare. He did it as a stunt. It was in the Denver Post. And, I mean, it's just unlimited. I mean, no wonder the illegals are driving around in luxury vehicles and citizens that play by the rules are going bankrupt.
Exactly. You got one set of rules for a citizen, another set of rules for somebody that doesn't have any business being here in the first place.
And I guess everybody at the city just thought that was normal. And they told you this is a sanctuary city.
No, as employees, we usually fought against it, but management would tell you, look, we're a sanctuary city, that's the policy, and, you know, you don't question it.
Just and the policy trumps federal and state law. But then there's no law, and the cops shut the gun show down and just say, look, we have the weapons. Shut up.
Exactly.
I appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to go to Lisa, Ross, Rudy, John, and Rob, and I'm going to play more of this tomorrow. I've just run out of time because this is so poignant, so powerful, so well documented. And for people that aren't PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching the live stream right now, it's on YouTube, North Korean Camps, North Korea, and it's a British documentary crew. In fact, I wanted to get these guys on when I first saw this a year ago, and very few have made it out of the camps. But this guy's got electrical burns on him, huge third-degree burns from the electrical fence. There's no power for the citizens, but there's power for the fence. They artificially keep him in starvation mode to control them. He was born in a prison. Most of the population lives in quasi-prison camps. All they dream about is food. They're almost a foot shorter, and just like slaves were known as the little people, you know, my ancestors in England, France, and other places in Germany, you know, nobles were known for being tall, and the slaves and the serfs were known as little people because you were kept at starvation level. This is a system of control, and they cut his finger off. They hang you up by hooks by your stomach. He's got scars all over him. And then they also interview somebody who just lived in regular North Korea, starving children everywhere, selling human meat. I want to play some of this because this is when you have a total state around you. And even though he's been out of North Korea for years, he still says, well, I guess they did have to execute my parents. So here is part of this piece, North Korea Camps, North Korea. It's up on YouTube. Here's part of it.
In the South Korean capital of Seoul, we've made contact with a young man of 26 years who, until 2 years ago, didn't know that a world existed outside of the barbed wire.
I didn't know, not at all, not until I escaped.
He quite simply thought the whole world was a prison camp. He didn't know that the country, North Korea, existed, that something exists outside of that country. He didn't even know that the mastermind behind his miserable life was Kim Jong-il. The children from Camp 14 were so worthless that they didn't deserve knowledge of the life and thoughts of the dear leader. Shin Dong-hyuk is not special in the sense that he has escaped the North Korean prison system. Tens, if not hundreds of thousands of prisoners are locked up there, and a few have managed to escape. But he's unique in the sense that he's the only one known to have escaped a so-called special control zone. That's a special camp system within the camp system where prisoners are expected to spend their whole life. He's the only one who has come out alive and has been able to tell his story. We meet Shin at an old prison. Here the Japanese kept, tortured, and murdered Korean patriots before and during the Second World War. It's an environment that he recognizes immediately.
I was in a cell exactly like that.
Shin Dong-hyuk's story began on the 19th of October, 1982. His parents were prisoners in Camp No. 14, isolated in the mountains north of the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. The reason why is not known, but as a reward for good behavior, they were selected for marriage and put together in a cell for 5 days. 9 months later, Shin was born behind the fence. One thing followed him every day.
We were always hungry.
The little boy was placed with his mother, but she worked every day in the mountains and mines from 5 in the morning. When she returned around midnight, she had no time for the boy. She often beat him. He learned nothing about common humanity.
I had no real feelings when I was a kid.
Two categories of people inhabited the world behind the wire.
Those who made mistakes were prisoners. Those who made no mistakes were guards.
In the eyes of the little boy, the starved and sometimes beaten woman who returned to him at night was the cause of his suffering.
My mom had made mistakes, so it was only natural that we should live like this. I didn't even want to know why.
Hit pause. Notice how, again, breeding them like animals as slave labor in the mines and cutting timber, and he still believes it's because his parents made mistakes. And so he deserves to be there. And see, that's now, a couple of illegal aliens in a parking lot were able to buy guns a few years ago. Now you don't get to have gun shows. See, and now France, 152 men and women killed each other in marriage. The government's going to send in basically adult services to monitor all marriages now. If you raise your voice, we're going to arrest you. We're going to take your kids. See, we're all being taught. We're all prisoners because 150 people in 2008, out of 61 million in France, 61,500,000, now you're all guilty. Oh, somebody wrecked text messaging so nobody can even look at their cell phone now in most cities. Oh, some terrorist attacks, so now all of you have to go through naked body scanners and have your body recorded. I mean, this is what all tyrannies lead to. This is what they want. Psychopaths enjoy people in slave pits. They like it. You like a big plate of enchiladas and going to a football game? They like raping little kids. And you're going to learn that. You're going to learn it at the hands of the government. They've been very good here with all the entertainment and fun, having it going on right under the surface, but now it's coming up. And they tell us torture's good and torture's admissible in court. They torture people 6, 7, 8 years, and now they have hearings with them. Admissible in court. See, we are becoming pure evil. Here it is. Continue.
5, he was sent to school in the mornings. They taught him to read and write, to add and subtract. The teachers were guards with pistols and sticks to beat the little ones.
Hit pause. All over the United States, they're turning elementary and middle schools into giant federally funded boot camp military schools. The Boy Scouts are being taken over in every major city, and the Explorer Scouts by the police and Homeland Security, training to take on, quote, veterans and gun owners, New York Times. But they say that's good. I mean, folks, they're actually setting this up. This is the scientific dictatorship. Continue.
One day, he witnessed a teacher beating a little girl on the head so hard that she died the next day. In the afternoon, the 5-year-old was sent to the mountains to do hard labor. The only positive thing about that was that it was possible to catch mice, rats, worms, and snakes for the eternally hungry stomachs. Friendship and closeness didn't exist. Everyone was on his own. Everybody else could be an informer.
Our society was constructed in a way so that my mother was supposed to inform on me and I would inform on her.
Hit pause again. Hit pause. In Austin, they put TV ads on. I've got a clip of it in Fall of the Republic where they say, $200 to report on your neighbors or family, passing them out to the kids. And the cops are like, this is how we stop crime. But we know everywhere else, Germany, North Korea, we know it's bad. We know Pol Pot. Our own government-funded Pol Pot. We know it's evil, folks, but they've got, and the guards and police get in this psychopathic power trip. Now they taser you if you don't get in line right away. Here it is.
Jim was taken from his mother. He was placed in a dormitory and supposed to attend secondary school.
From 12 years on, it was nothing but work. But they called it secondary school. There was no reading or stuff like that.
It would be 2 years before he was to see his mother and an unknown brother again. But before that, he was suddenly dragged out from the dormitory by guards, thrown into an isolation cell, and subjected to unspeakable torture.
Hit pause. Notice there was an older brother he'd never met that had been kept in another slave pit. See, it's about breaking the family down. To where one time you're put in a cell with a woman to get her pregnant, you don't know your brother. And, I mean, this is pure boot stomping on the human face forever. This is 1984. This is what you're going to live under. Do you understand? Unless you say no. Continue. Cutting his fingers off. Putting a giant hook through him. Over fire.
His mother and brother had attempted to escape. The idea was to get the 14 years old boy to reveal if he knew anything about the attempt. But he knew nothing and couldn't tell anything. The torture went on for 7 months. One day, it was the 29th of October, 1996, Shin was dragged out to an open square and placed in the first row of the prisoners there. He thought he was about to be executed, but then they brought out his mother and his brother.
I think it is better we skip this part.
The brother was shot. The mother hung. She was tied up in gags, but just before she died, she looked directly at him. He avoided her eyes. From then on, a miserable life was transformed to daily naked horror.
After the death of my mother, I had an incredible hard time. I was beaten every day. I almost died.
The other children attacked him. "Your life is lost," they yelled and laughed. They stole his food, and all the time he hated his mother and brother for what they've done.
I blame them a lot. It's hard to express. But it was a good thing that they died. After all they had committed the crime.
Pause. That's like the average American defending the government, defending the police, defending torture, defending killing a million Iraqis. You are just like him now. Years after he escaped, through the electrical barbed wire fence, incredible, just whole backs of his legs burned off, just molten scars. Remember that. He still defends them because that's the mind control. He loves O'Brien. He loves Big Brother. He's been to the Chestnut Inn. Go back to it.
Years went by. Shin was teamed up with a guy who had lived outside the wire. He told the boy about Kim Jong-il and his father, Kim Il-sung, and about the fact that a world existed out there where there was endless amounts of food every day.
The food made me escape. Even if it was going to cost me my life, the only thing that interested me was the food.
All right, stop there. BBC reports, I've had top British government people on, remember a few years ago, that you're going to have a ration card for how much food you can have. That's the carbon tax. You're all going to live like that. That's been announced. They're going to phase it in incrementally. We already have more people in prison than any other country in the world. It's over. Unless we say no to these people. I'm going to skip this final break. It's a network break, so stations are playing ads over it. They're really not supposed to, whatever. It's not even that a lot of stations sit there and play ads over our breaks. It's that then when we do skip a network break, you don't hear what I have to say, even though it's our time. But we're going to break here in a moment, except for network break. I'm going to go ahead and go to calls. That's only part of it. You can go watch the rest of it. It gets even worse. And that's what we fight. That's what we're up against. What did Ted Bundy do? He went and chained women down for months and tortured them. What does every psycho do? This is beautiful to them. When psychopaths get control of your government, that's what's set up. Doesn't matter if it's in Asia, Europe, Latin America, that's what happens. As for me, I'm going to try to peaceably beat these people. I'm going to try to peaceably wake up as many as I can. And I will die on my feet instead of on my knees. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm not going to a work camp. You're not going to have some guard sitting there putting hooks through me. They may grab me off the street and get away with that. And the point is, I know that's tyranny, that's terrorism to say I'm not going to be sent to a death camp. The average American's like, you must go to death camp if government says government is God. See, you have been brought into this. It's over for some of you. I mean, your mind's far gone. You're so scared of the tyranny that you decide, like the Stockholm syndrome, to serve it. You're like the Austin police. You know, they'll shut things down illegal, and they don't care. First, they said they didn't do it. Now they're saying, oh, we did for your own safety. So what? No law. We just did it. And that's how you become like Fidel Castro. Lisa in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, is this how the Mexican consular, I live in New York, is this how they get illegal aliens to just drive around? I've always wondered about that.
No. Ma'am, it's the biggest issue, and Republicans never talk about it, because it's all staged. They want amnesty, too. They are all above the law. They get rental. The Patriot Act doesn't apply to them. Nothing applies to them. They get taxi licenses, everything, with nothing. Ma'am, they're allowed to drunk drive where I live. Sheriffs all the time arrest carloads of illegals, and the feds actually hire them on the spot and go give them government jobs. That's Wall Street Journal.
Okay, and this illegal alien amnesty, how will we know that they're implementing it? What should we look
well,
for?
Well, they're going to call it fixing immigration. They've already tried, but when you get the bill, like the last three tries in the last 5 years, it's total, complete legalization, just completely, completely open borders, total capitulation. Then we're issued a North American Union ID card. They're already issuing it. Have you seen the TV ads for the North American Hemisphere ID? They're already issuing it all. It's just total lawlessness, totally criminal government. Mm-hmm.
What do we do about it? I mean, what can I do?
Well, we are the North Korean slaves. We are the milk hog. And so to further hurt us and further get us bankrupted so the government can really have its way with us and then take your children if you're poor, that's the real official plan, they've got to hoard in as many illegals as they can to drive down the wages and further implode and get everybody in debt who is in the system trying to pay the taxes that can't keep up, more taxes to crush you, more illegals to drive down wages. Most importantly, then the illegals, second generation, are made the police chiefs and the commanders everywhere, and then they will rule us because they come from authoritarian regimes. And then they will pull the lever to take our guns and property, and then they will be the prison camp guards.
Okay, and one
That's
more
the plan. I mean, it's an absolute New World Order banking plan. I mean, they want you in a box just like that guy stated.
All right, and one more thing. I, as someone who's interested in getting one of those Ecolo Blue, the reverse osmosis machine, as a user, would you have you noticed that perhaps maybe your energy levels have gone up? Do you feel different?
No, it's just really clean water. It goes through a bunch of filters and is out of the atmosphere.
Okay, so you won't notice, like, an energy level difference since they're putting fluoride in the water or anything
oh,
like that?
I mean, are you kidding? Yeah, a few months after you start drinking really purified water, I mean really purified, you'll feel an incredible difference. Absolutely. Sure. I'm talking about as filtered water goes, you know, purified water is always better. But, no, I mean, it's not, like, magical or something.
No, I understand that. I was just,
No. I misunderstood you. I understand you weren't saying that. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time, Lisa. I got to move fast. Sorry I had you holding so long. It's just this isn't like a regular radio show where it's all programmed out. I mean, this is just me up here. Somebody who researches this is going, folks, is this really what you want? I mean, this. Can you face the horror? Or are like you got? Or are you that guy defending the people that tortured his family to death? All he cares about is food. See, he's like a zombie now. He just, the whole thing, I like food now. They tortured me. It was good. They did what they nailed, but I want food. His base core thing is food. I risked my life for food. They were good killing my parents, but I committed the crime. I came here for food. There he is in a relatively free country compared to just a few miles away, but he still can't break the conditioning. Just like you can't, because you love evil. The illegals are all about the law. People go, well, that's good. That's what America's. We got to follow the law because it breaks the law to make them legal. You know, you're under mind control, folks. I am sane. I am sane. You are insane. If you don't look at these facts and your humanity's gone. For some of you out there that don't understand, watching that video really freaks me out. And I've seen other footage of some of our troops that got broken after 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years and. Vietnamese or North Korean, and they're the same. Some of them were strong and weren't broken, but some of them were just like, you know, you'll see them do interviews now. They're like, they were very nice. They needed to torture me. I needed it. You know, and that's the American people. You're a bunch of tortured, drugged out. They're drugging your water supply. Cops think it's funny right now listening. Go ahead and eat the GMO corn, giving your kids liver failure and your wife's hair is falling out and her thyroid's shot from all the stuff. You think it's funny, don't you? It's not funny. It's not funny! Ross in Texas, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. You are a voice in the wilderness out of Austin. We love you. The righteous are hearing you, and I am so appreciative of your beacon, letting people know what's going on. Just a few things. I'm a first time caller, and some time ago you had a guest. I believe her name was Dr. Tenpenny, I believe, and she
Sherry Tenpenny, yeah,
yes, sir. And she posed a question: what we can do to help ourselves? And sir, the number one thing we have to do is we have to reclaim our water systems now. We have to do that right now.
We have to kick the fluoridators out. Again, the illegals are above the law. We're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in your water. Ha, ha, ha. See, we're all in a giant, more, as Aldous Huxley said, a high-tech, fancy Times Square gulag, where it's even more sophisticated, where you don't even know you're in it. Listen, I'm out of time. I apologize to you, Ross, Rudy, John, Rob. Call me back tomorrow. I promise I'll go to your calls first. In fact, we'll have first-time callers again. And I promise I'll get to you. I just had a lot I had to say. Retransmission starts now. We had some fun technical difficulties, but we're going to re-air that right now for the first hour. You want to hear the train wreck. Great job, crew. God bless you all. You're in a gulag. Wake up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.